It's 7 o'clock, and we are KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Chris Moore. Thanks for listening tonight. We have a great program set up for you at 8 o'clock tonight. We have a classic Monday, and I have two works to celebrate the Martin Luther King Day. So do stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, it's Opera Box time, and so we're going to enjoy some operatic highlights, one by one of the great stars. I believe she actually has performed at Upper Colorado several years ago and now is one of the most dazzling stars on the stage of the Met and other major worldwide opera houses. I'd like to let you know about some of the events that are happening in Colorado before we get too far in here. First, with the Vilar Performing Arts Center coming up on January 25th, Chamber Music of Lincoln Center with pianist Wu Han and an entire string quartet and other performers. The Franck Quintet will be one of the pieces they're doing. Also, a very well-known group, Apollo's Fire, is taking place there at Beaver Creek as well. And because you're an opera fan, I am letting you know about Sonia Yoncheva, the great Sonia Yoncheva in recital, who is going to be there Thursday, March 24th at 7 p.m. So you'll definitely want to get your tickets to this whole Vilar Performing Arts Complex series. So do check that out on the internet. Oh, and also, let me mention one more as well. March 14th, Seon Jin Cho, pianist, will be up there at the Therese Grosjean Classical Series. Seon Jin Cho will be playing some great music. And by the way, the Colorado Symphony is also going to be there, and that's certainly worth mentioning. For February 24th, they'll be playing Beethoven's Symphonies numbers 5 and 6 at the Vilar Performing Arts Complex. And finally, for those of you that want to hear tomorrow's opera stars, you can do that this Saturday if you're a member of the Metropolitan Opera, the group that supports the Metropolitan Opera competitions. We'd love for you to be a donor for $75, and you can just go to metoperaauditionsrockies.org to find out how to do that. And then you can get a chance. Those people who have become members and patrons will be able to get a live stream that they can watch as a link for the performance that is coming up on January 2nd. That's the district competition for all the best singers of Colorado and Wyoming, the youngest singers. And then regional finals are taking place February 12th for the entire Rocky Mountain region, several states. And the very, very, very best singers will be there. And the winner of that, winner or winners, goes on to New York and sings on the Metropolitan Opera stage live later in the spring. That will be at the Calvary Baptist Church for the regional finals on February 12th, COVID permitting. Otherwise, we may have to go back to having it take place as a live stream only. Let's take a listen now to Sonia Yoncheva, who will be in recital. But here she's going to be singing with Piotr Bitsala and the Baden-Baden Orchestra. Some duets and some solos that you'll have a chance to enjoy right now before signing up to hear her sing live on March 24th at Beaver Creek.
Sable, sur Blasphème,
je t'aime,
et toi, et par l'amour,
je t'aime.
toi. Si je t'aime, si je t'aime. Traum, schön und sehnsuchtsvoll ist Thank you.
Sonia Yuncheva making her audience very, very happy there. Pyotr Bekzala was also singing along with her. And the Baden-Baden Orchestra in that performance of, well, actually just some excerpts of some favorite duets and solos and that sort of thing. Why did I choose that today? Well, because Sonia Yuncheva, who has sung at Opera Colorado, has also now made an enormous career for herself. She's one of the most famous of all the new singers out there on the circuit. You get to see her at the Metropolitan Opera a lot, and you get to see her here in Colorado as well. The Vilar Performing Arts Center, VPAC, is putting on a series of classical concerts, which include Sonia Yuncheva in recital. There are not very many people that get to hear this because she sings a lot in Europe, and she's so famous now that she's no longer available to Opera Colorado and other orchestra or opera groups like that anymore. Glad we had a chance to discover her years ago, and now we have a chance to enjoy her at the peak of her career as well. The VPAC is also offering it up in Beaver Creek. A number of other performances, like Apollo's Fire on the 31st, on the 25th of January, chamber music from Lincoln Center with Wuhan Piano and playing the Franck Quintet and other pieces of music with members there. So you really want to check out that, and I hope to see you. I'm going to go up there to see Sonia, and maybe I'll get to see you as well if you go on up there. 7:47 is our time. I'd like to have you mark your calendars also for the district competition on January 22nd, especially for those who are members of the Met Opera Auditions. And if you go to Metropolitan Opera Auditions Rockies, Met Opera Auditions Rockies, and .org, then you can become a member, and then we'll give you an opportunity then with a link to watch the live performance of some of the finest singers in all of Colorado and Wyoming. That's this Saturday. Again, it's a virtual because of the COVID situation. And if all goes well on February 12th, we'll open our doors to everybody, and that will be for the entire Rocky Mountain region. And that's going to be quite the performance of some of the most talented singers in about a 5 or 6 state area, as well as people from all over the world who come and compete as well. Just a few things happening there for lovers of the human voice, and also if you also enjoy one of the great singers of the entire 20th century, who happens to be Frank Sinatra, and there's a lot of people who sing Frank Sinatra songs, and there's a whole series of 55 of those songs that are going to be sung. It's called My Way at BDT Stage or Boulder's Dinner Theater, and you might want to check that out as well. Well, to take us up to 8 o'clock, let's listen to a couple little excerpts from Carlisle Floyd's incredible opera, which he wrote when he was 26 years old, and it's really a damning indictment of McCarthyism back in the 1950s when he first wrote this. And he passed away not that long ago. I had a chance to meet him up at the Central City Opera when he put on Susanna. He didn't put it on. Central City Opera did, but he was there as well. And a wonderful man, incredibly brilliant composer with a number of other operas to his credit as well, but this is the one he's most famous for. We're going to hear a couple excerpts with Cheryl Studer, Samuel Ramey, Jerry Hadley, and the orchestra and chorus of the Opera of Lyon, Kent Nagano conducting.
Just think them stars can all peep down and see way beyond where we can. They can see way beyond the mountains to Nashville and Asheville and Knoxville. How wonderful it's lovely out there beyond the mountains, where the folks talk nice and the folks dress nice, like you see in the mail order catalog. For the violin, for the sound of crickets and the smell of honey straw, for soft little rabbits and blue things, and the mountains turn and go in the fall. But I could always come back if I got homesick.
Come and fall on your knees and ask the Lord for forgiveness. It's a humbling thing to do, but you won't never be sorry for humbling yourself in this way. I plead with you, friends. Put aside your swearing, your drunken ways, your fornication, and meet God here. I plead with you, friends. Accept the saving grace of the Lord Almighty, and right now. In our midst tonight who pays no mind to the wooing of God in her heart. I've wrestled with the devil for her soul and prayed that she'd accept the saving grace of our Lamb and put aside her sinful and shameful ways. And still she don't heed my pleading. Give over, sister, while the congregation sings one more verse. Publicly confess your sins and ask forgiveness of the Lord and these good folks present tonight. Come, dear sister, it's a short piece to walk to find rest for your weary soul. The Lord will receive you with open arms and hold you fast, fast in His grace. It's only a short, short piece to walk to find rest for your storm-tossed, sin-sick soul. Come here, sister, and just let go. Meet God and I. To shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you peace.
One of the most intense operas of the 20th century. Just a couple excerpts are to take us up to the 8 o'clock hour. Cheryl Studer, Samuel Ramey, that nasty preacher, Jerry Hadley. These are the three stars with the orchestra and chorus of the Opera of Lyon, Kent Nagano conducting. A couple excerpts from Carlisle Floyd's Susanna. 1 minute past 8 o'clock, and we are KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Chris Moore. We just finished our Opera Box program, and in just a few moments, we're going to be switching gears and going over to a classic Monday. And then at 10 o'clock, switching gears once again, first, second, and third gears, all a classical music of one genre or another. And contemporary classical music takes us from the 10 o'clock hour right up to the witching hour of midnight. The Coffee Cantata, Bach's ridiculous, I guess you could call it a comic opera. I would call it just a silly little cantata. Great music of Bach and the silliest imaginable storyline of a young woman who likes coffee, and her father is trying to prevent her from drinking coffee. That's the entire plot. So anyway, don't go for the story, go for the music. And the Baroque Chamber Orchestra will be providing some very, very fine music for that operatic kind of, I guess, 25-minute performance, along with other things as well. So check out the Baroque Chamber Orchestra's website and get your tickets for March 20th.
The Boulder County Disaster Assistance Center is now open at 1755 South Public Road in Lafayette to assist people who lost homes in or were displaced by the Marshall Fire. Open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week. The Boulder County Disaster Assistance Center will help connect residents in need of FEMA assistance and other services like consultation on property loss, filing claims for assistance, information about short and long-term housing, food assistance, mental health services, and more. More information at boco.org/Marshall Fire or by calling the Boulder County Public Call Center at 303-413-7730. That address is 1755 South Public Road in Lafayette.
One car, blue car, old car, new car, classic car, sports car, electric car, wow! What a lot of cars you have in your garage. But isn't that a little extra? If you have more vehicles than you need, donate one, two, or even three to those who can really put it to work. KGNU will use the proceeds to drive more quality into your favorite shows. We make it easy to give with free pickup, and your generous gifts could qualify for a tax deduction. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or donate securely online at kgnu.org.
8:04 almost is our time here at KGNU. KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. As I said, I'm Chris Moore, and as I promised, here is a classic Monday. This is January 17th. It is Martin Luther King Day, 2 days after his actual birthday, and a figure in American history who is so great and so iconic and so important to the development of our struggle for freedom in this country that we just can't ignore it. And there is a work long time back, I think back around in the early 80s, the Colorado Symphony was putting on a Martin Luther King tribute on Martin Luther King Day. And a friend of mine, David Lockington, at that time was conducting this concert. And he called me up once and he said, "Can you think of anything that's good for Martin Luther King Day?" And I knew this piece that I'm amazed he didn't know, by Joseph Schwantner, New Morning for the World, which includes not only a full orchestra, but then a narrator with some of the greatest words ever spoken by, and some of the most famous words ever spoken by Martin Luther King. What better way for us?